Anyway.
This probably is not going to the hospital, so I'm just waiting for
Okay,
them to
Baruch
clear the
Hashem.
surgery. Oh,
Baruch
sure.
Hashem.
So no billing.
Okay. Simon Kufayin Gimel Hilchus Arlo Sif Beis. So Pashana Revi is in the fourth year, Nikru Aperis Netta Revai. The fruit is called Netta Revai. Right? Meaning the fourth, you have 3 years of Arla. Fourth year, you're allowed to eat the fruit, but it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Same thing as Maaser Sheni. You're Trichin Pidyon, and you have to be paided. Meaning, we don't, obviously, unfortunately, we don't have that whole yisoid of going to Yerushalayim. So, but it needs a pidyon. Meaning, how do you do it? Ketzad paidin, so how do you paid it? Tolshin, la'achashinimur kol tzarchon. You detach them from the ground. The noitel matbeah kesef, and then you take a coin, a perishal heter, or fruit that's mutter, meaning regular fruit. Shavas pruta, that they're worth at least a fruit of aymer bezeh ani paid the peris neter ravai elu. With this, I'm being paid this neter ravai. The noitel matbeah peris, and then he takes the coin and the fruit, the shaychakon, and then he grinds them up, vizarkon banar, and then he throws them into a river. Right? Meaning in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, you would just take all this up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So we don't have that now. So you have to just be paid and you throw it into the river or to the water. In Chutzlarts, you don't make a bracha on being paid in Netter Ravai. Okay, Gimel. It doesn't make a difference whether you planted a seed or a branch. You even uprooted a tree when the Taiba and you replanted it, somebody says, Chayavan. You are Chayev and Arlo. Right? But that's if you consciously did it. Let's say it was done like from the weather, like a flood. And then it got, transplanted further down the stream. So the Gemara says that as long as there was enough dirt attached to the tree that it could grow by itself, that way, or it could stay alive, then that's not considered a new planting. But let's say you graft one branch onto another tree, mavrich, and if you do it with layers, what you do is you make a hole in the ground, and then you take the lower branch of a tree, and you bury the middle part in the ground, and then the head goes out the other side. Meaning, basically, take a long branch. You stick it into the ground and then you pull it out of the ground, let's say a foot or two past that. You're trying to grow separate trees. Even though you cut it off from the main part of the tree, that in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't have a din of Arla. Right? But in Eretz Yisrael, then we do consider it Arla. Okay, Dalit, Elon Shenikta, it's a tree that got cut down. Imnishar Goiva Meorat's Tefach. If there's a stump left that's a Tefach high, Azaimashagodalachakach Barlo. That's considered like the original tree is still there. And what grows after that does not require Arlo. Tefach, if it does not left over a Tefach, then it's Chayiv and Arlo. Mamoyin, and you count the years from when it was cut down. Meaning, the new year count starts right when you cut down the tree, even though l'chayre hasn't started growing yet. And let's say you have a tree that was uprooted, and there are some roots still attached. Even if it's only the thickness of a needle, a needle that you use to pull clothing, after it's woven, be a dua, shecholichias, then you know that that's enough for it to live. Believe this have a suffer without other dirt, upatun is potter. A filu heist of a love offer harbe, that's even if you add on a lot of dirt. Okay, so this is you're getting into, I don't know if botany is, it's not botany, maybe it is botany, into farming, so not easy to understand. Okay, simin kufay and dalet, hichos klai ilon. So klai ilon means the klayim of trees that you're not allowed to crossbreed trees. So Klai, there's different, there's Klai Zroim, there's Klai Akerim, there's Klai Elon, there's Klai Behema, there's Kalim of, there's Klaim of Shat is what we're used to, right? It's crossbreeding anything. So Klai Elonois, Klaim of trees, Areim, Bechlal, Mashanemar, it's included in Sotcha, Le'Sizr, Klaim, do not plant your field with Klaim. Okay, and also Laharkiv Min B'Sheinu, therefore it is also to graft one type of tree onto another type of tree. Going on of shel tapuach be'esrog, to take a branch of a apple tree and put onto an esrog tree, or esrog b'tapuach, or an esrog onto a tapuach. Fafilu mina madoyim zel lazeh, and even types that are similar to each other. Going tapuach like a regular apple, v'tapuach yari with a wild apple. Right? Ukayitza kiven shem shnei, meaning as long as they're two different types, asurin zebazeh, they're also to each other. So you have all sorts of shilas. There's a grapefruit, the same thing as an orange, and yeah, these are all shilas that the Pesukim discuss. You're not allowed to even to have a goy do it for you. Like we said yesterday or the day before, there's amira la'akam on all Isurim in the Torah, not just Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to plant klayim, neither can your worker. Bays, also the kaim amurk of klayim. You're not allowed to hold on to it. Meaning, if you made a mistake or you bought a property and it has a grafted tree, you got to get rid of it. Aval apriya gadol mimeno, but any fruit that grew from it, that's mutter. Meaning, you got to get rid of the tree, but whatever grew in the meantime is mutter. And once the initial grafting was done, you're allowed to take a tree, a branch from that, plant it someplace else.
There are clouds,
Good.
only the planting that's also the chila is not a problem.
Correct. Yeah.
It's not a problem. Buying is never a problem.
Buying is never a problem. Correct. Now, where it gets into an issue is when you want to make a shachianu by Tu B'Shvat on a grafted fruit.
It's above a there.
So yeah, so someone would say, even though it was no Aveira, because you didn't do it, but it's not something that you should do. Meaning it's not something that Be'etzem Hashem wants. Now they say the next generation, second generation, third generation, I'm not talking about Apple products, second generation, third generation, right? That already you could even make a Shechiyonu on. Right, so yeah, there's a lot of
Grafted
misunderstanding with
apples.
client. What?
They have grafted apples.
What are you saying? I don't.
It's an apple products, yes.
Oh, Apple Pride, very good. I didn't. Yeah. I think there's like 600 different types of apples or something. I don't know. Anyways. There's a lot of misunderstanding with this because lemaise, if it was already grafted, it's fine. And then the next one is really klaya kerem u klai zroim, klaya kerem, which is grapes with anything else, and klai zroim einam asurim bechutzlarts. They're not also in chutzlarts. Elim kein zara beis mine tefua, except when you mamish like plant two seeds together. High beis mine yarak, two types of vegetables. Im zera hakerem biyachad, with the zera of the vineyard. Right? So klai, basically what the kids are saying is klai zroim does not apply outside of chutz laretz. Only klai kerem. And that's a derabana. So I get this question fairly often. People are, planting gardens, and they want to know how far apart their vegetables are. You ask them, are you live in chutz laretz? Yes. There's no issue. They're like, what? Yeah, it's only thing that's negei and chutz laretz with klayim, at least fruits and vegetable wise, is klaya kerem. So if you had a vineyard and chutz laretz, then midrabanan you'd have an issue with how close your wheat would have to be. Okay. Kuf sim kuf ayin hey huchas klaya behema. So also la'arkiv zachar il on the kevim beis minim, you are not allowed to crossbreed or mate a male from one type of animal with two females, with a female from two different types. behemoth, bein b'chayes, bein b'oifus. Makes no difference what type of animal, but filu ligram she'ar kibu wasser. Even to cause this to happen is also meaning, don't take a mule and a horse and put them together in a room. Right? That's also awesome. Bays also lost the malacha, but bays minim. Not only that, you're not allowed to do malacha. Going lachresh to plow, as you yimshich v'sakaron, or to pull the wagon. Vafilu lanhigam b'kol b'vad. Even if you want to just make the animals walk with your voice, shu'tzayik aleim. Let's say you scream at them. Aser imhem kshurim yachad. If they're tied together, then you can't. They can't walk. That's called klai behema. Now it's interesting from this psak. The Paiska want to say that are you sticking with the Apple theme? Is that are you allowed to talk to Siri or whatever the other Alexa on Shabbos? Because what are you doing? You're just talking. Are you doing an Isser? Say, so bring a raya from here that we say that you're over on the Isser of Klai Behema if you make it talk, if you make it walk. Right? Even with your voice. So that's what they want to use a proof from that. A gull of a guy, a wagon of a guy, that, and he's not keeping the halacha, so he has two different animals pulling it. But on the wagon is the load that belongs to the yid. Also, the yisrael sheyelech samach la'agala. Then the yisrael should is also for him to walk near the wagon. Because we're afraid that he's going to scream at them to go fast. Is it also mashum? Manig b'klayim, and that's also because he's leading it with klayim. Right now, why is he allowed? Why doesn't he have to take it off if a guy's being over the iser? It must be right. So it must be that the guy's doing it on his own, and it's not the yid didn't ask him. Gimel agolash a klayim vayshchin. I saw a wagon that klayim is pulling it. Also leisheba, you can't sit in it. Afilo ain't a manig, even if you're not the one driving it. Because that's you're getting benefit from Kalayim. There's actually an interesting psak, I forgot who says it, that in China and Japan, in the old days, they used to have a human pulling the wagons with an animal. So is that Kalayim? Is Kalayim only two different animals? Or is it an animal and is an animal and a human also? So the Pais can say, no, there's no client with an animal and a human. So if you wanted to help out something, an ox, pull a wagon, the human would be allowed to do that. Okay, that is all for tonight. And everybody should have a fine night.